All right, we're up to the Mishnah on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis on the bottom, which will probably be the first time we're going to learn one daf on a night. A baser kachim kachim. We were going minyan leinyan. Last thing we talked about was the halacha of things that are found in Yerushalayim. We went from money, which is what the Masecht is about, to meat, to behemoth, to reich, which is found. And once we talked about reich, we talked about tumah. So the Mishnah here talks about basa kachim kachim shenitma. Now, I think you all know, but we'll review the fact there are two types of categories of tumah. There are avos ha-tumah and of lara tumah. An ava tumah, avi avos, as you know, is a mace. In ava tumah are the other types of tumah with which you're familiar, shratzim and the like. And then there's a vlad, a rishon sheni, a truma shlishi, a kachem ravi. Now, generally speaking, an ava tumah can be mitame odom v'kelim, and a vlad tumah, a secondary tumah, can only be mitama eichlen umashkin, only food and drink. So vlada tumah is a lower level of tumah. Now here, the Gemara talks about the burning of basa kachim kachim that became tameh. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Beis HaSreif, a place where the ashes were dumped near the Mizbeach, and kachim that had to be burnt was burnt there. It was considered an avaida to burn kachim that became pasul, like something like Nisar that became pasul. The Mishnah here presents a four-way machlaikis regarding things that become tameh when they're burnt in the Beis HaMikdash. And there are two variables. Something could become tameh from an ava tumah or a vlada tumah. Food could become tameh from an av. An av is a sheretz or a zav. And so it could become tameh from a vlada tumah. A vlada tumah is one step away. The av is, let's say, the zav. The zav touches something that becomes tameh. That something is a vlad. In turn, it touches the meat. It becomes tameh. So you can have something that became tameh from an av or from a vlad. That's one variable. The other variable is it could become tameh in the Beis HaMikdash or outside the Beis HaMikdash. So obviously, something is tameh in the Beis HaMikdash is burnt in the Beis HaMikdash. So it became tameh outside. L'chairah shouldn't be. So we have here a machlaikis regarding the rules. Let's see the rule. Basar kachim kachim. Basar of kachim kachim. Shenidma bein ba'avatom bein ba'vladatom. Bein bifnim bein b'chutz. Beis Shammai oirim hakol yisarev bivifnim. Everything gets burnt in the Beis HaMikdash. Chutz b'shenidma ba'av ha'tumah b'chutz. Unless it has what we call tarti l'reyesa. It's an avatoma, which you don't want to bring in the Beis HaMikdash. And b'chutz, so you have to bring it in. So if it has both things more strict, it's an avatoma. And it became tome outside the Beis HaMikdash. So it has to be brought in. So if you have those two variables, both l'chumra, you don't bring it in. What? Kachim kachim are oilachatos and asham. Kachim kachim as opposed to kachim kalim, which are lachatchila taken on Yerushalayim, anywhere in Yerushalayim.
How would they end up outside?
Outside means in the Harabayas, because they can be taken the whole Harabayas to be eaten. Just achutz v'naklot, not outside the Harabayas. So, Beisil alaybrim, hakol yisarif b'chutz. Beisil says fakert. Really, you burn everything outside. Unless you have tarti l'tevusa, unless you have chutz, b'shnitma b'vlad ha-tumah, you have a kula that's only a vlad ha-tumah, and b'fnim, and it became tumah inside, so you're not bringing it in, so you have both l'tevusa, then you burn it inside. But otherwise, you burn it outside. Those are two opinions. Rebbe Eleza Aymer, k'shnitma b'av ha-tumah, b'fnim b'chutz, yisar b'chutz. If it became tummy with an avatumah, you never burn it inside. Rabbi Lezer holds it only depends on one criteria, that is, if it's an avatumah or a vladatumah. A vladatumah is burnt inside, avatumah outside. Rabbi Kiva Eber Bokek Tumasei Shabbos Reifasei. Rabbi Kiva says there's only one criteria, but the other one, where it became Tamei, that determines, which is, I guess, the easiest shita. Came Tamei outside, you burn outside. Came Tamei inside, you burn inside. Doesn't matter what type of Tumah. So we have a four-way machlaikis. The first Tumei Shabbos says you need, you always burn it inside, unless it's Tati L'Reyesa, unless both factors are worse. That means it's outside and Avat Tumah. Basila says you always burn it outside, unless it's Tati L'Tevusa. That means it's only a Vlad that became Tumei inside. And then Rabbi Lazar and Akiva say, no, there's only one criteria. Rabbi Lazar says, Vlad HaTumah is burnt inside. Rabbi Akiva says, wherever it becomes Tumah, that's where you burn it. Mm. Now, what's a Vlad HaTumah? The Vlad HaTumah that are Dairaisa, there's a type of Vlad HaTumah that's the Rabbanon. A Vlad HaTumah that's Dairaisa is easy. It goes in levels. The Avat Tumah is, let's say, Sheretz. Mm-hmm. It touches a Keli. That Keli is a Vlad HaTumah. We call it Rishon, the first Vlad HaTumah. That's a Din Dairaisa. That's a Vlad HaTumah Dairaisa. And it's Metame Achlan Umashkin that makes the next food Tame. There's something called the Vlad HaTumah Derabbanan. The Rabbanan made an extraordinary Chumrah regarding Mashkin, regarding liquids. For reasons that are not 100% clear, different reasons are offered. Chazal made a gzera on all liquids that become tamei, that them are tamei like an avatoma, because of there are certain liquids that have chumris. The mafarshim here bring the chumris of mayana shel zav, the liquid that the bodily excretions of the zav, zava yeledes anida, which we mentioned in the past. Others say, because liquid is makshel kabel tumah. For whatever reason, Chazal were very machmir on liquids, that liquids, midrabanan, are metame in a very stringent way. That's also called a vlad tumah. So there's a category of vlad tumahs that are drabanans, and a category that are dairaisas. The Gemara talks about which category this Mishnah is discussing. The Gemara says as follows. Bar kaparoi merav tumah devar taira. Vlad HaTumah Medivraya. When the Mishnah says Avat Tumah, it means Dairaisa. When it says Vlad HaTumah, it means the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yechanan Oimer, Bein Zeh, Devar Torah. No, we're only talking about Dairaisas. Now, logically, I would think like Rabbi Yechanan. We're talking about burning Kachim, I would think we're talking about Dairaisas. But the Gemara says, Kachim to Rabbi Yechanan. It's hard to fit Rabbi Yechanan into the Mishnah. Okay, Rabbi Yechanan says what? Avat Tumah, Vlad HaTumah, both Dairaisa. So the Gemara says, Al de Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai Yomer, Hakol Yisar B'Vifnim Chutz V'Shidim Avat Tumah B'Chutz. Beis Shammai said, everything gets burnt inside. Allah said, it's Tati L'Reyesa, it's outside and an Av. Ma'bein Avat Tumah B'Chutz, Ma'bein Vlad HaTumah B'Chutz, Zeh Lo Yidvar Torah. What's the difference, L'Maisa, if it's an Avat Tumah or a Vlad HaTumah, if it's Dairaisa, who cares which level of Tumah it is? Same obligation to burn it. So the Gemara is saying that it's not Mestaver that the Avat and the Vlad are both Dairaisas. Even Beis Hillel is an Ishver. Beis Hillel Amar HaKal Yisar B'Chutz. Chutz. Hashanim B'Vlad HaTumah B'Fnim. Beis Hillel said, you burn it inside only what we call Tati L'Tevusa, to coolers. It's only a Vlad HaTumah and it's inside. Ma'bein Vlad HaTumah B'Fnim, Ma'bein Avat Tumah B'Fnim, Zeh V'Zeh Lo Yidvar Torah. If you say that both Dairaisas, what's the difference, Avat Tumah, Vlad HaTumah? There's an Avat of Vlad, it's how far it could go. But it's Din Tumah, it's the same Din Tumah. La'yhav Rabba Rabbanan, Ela Al Debar Kapara. Rabbanan couldn't work only with Bar Kapara, and not with Rabbi Yechanan. So we stick with Bar Kapara, who says the Vlad HaTumah of our Mishnah is a Drabanan, and it's a Chiddush, that we're going to burn Kachim for a Drabanan, which is a sugya in Pesachim, the end of the first parak of Pesachim. It's a Chiddush that you're going to burn Tumah because of, you're going to burn Kachim because of a Tumah Drabanan, which is a Chiddush, but it fits better into the Mishnah.
So they ignore Beis Shammai Beis Hillel with this logic?
So we say Beis Shammai Beis Hillel fit better without ignoring Beis Shammai. We say Beis Shammai is Hillel HaRav. But Rabbi Yechanan's explanation seems to ignore Beis Shammai. Maybe it's Hillel, and therefore we reject Rabbi Yechanan, and we go with Bar Kappar. Okay, which is interesting, because we always say, by the Rabbi Yechanan, his Talmidim wrote Yerushalmi, so you would think, you know, usually in a letter to the editor gets the last say. Now someone complains, so it says editor responds. So you can't win, because the editor runs the paper, he gets the last say. It's interesting, in Shas, like we have Rabbi Yechanan's Memra, I'm sure he had an explanation, but the Gemara says, we're going to stick with Bar Kappara. So, frak the Gemara now, v'kasha de Bar Kappara. Let's think about Bar Kappara. Does he fit? Al de Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, Yairu HaKal Yisar, Bifne B'chutz, Rishne B'avatom B'chutz. Beis Shammai says everything gets burnt inside unless it has both factors, L'chumra, L'reisa, so it's good. Loi Bar Kappara, I can't ask, what's the difference of Av and of Lad? Because one's a Deraisa, one's a Drabanan. But the question is, what's the difference where it happened? If it's Deraisa, what's the difference outside or inside? Zev Zev Loi Dvar Toiril? Isn't the obligation to burn it Deraisa no matter where it became Tameh? So on Bar Kappara we have a Teretz. The Gemara answers, begin the Rebbe Kiva. Because Beis Shammai takes into account Rabbi Kiva's svara, Omar he said, "Mokim tumas hayshom teis rivasai." He Beis Shammai said it's logical. Rabbi Kiva said it's logical. Wherever it becomes tame, that's where you burn it. So we go with that logic. And only if it became tame inside, you burn it. And Beis Shammai holds that if it's a vlada tome, you can always burn it inside. It's a drabana. But if it's an ava tome, so where it became Tame is where you burn it. Gemara says the same thing on Beis Hillel.
Why can't you have two different levels in Av and Lad? So by definition, that's what it is. So why can't you have a different outcome? For
what you're saying is true. There's definitely such a thing as a Vlad Deraisa. No question. But we're saying that when the Mishnah said Vlad, it meant the Vlad Darabanan. Vlad Dairaisa is the same as the Av Dairaisa. Excuse me?
What's forcing us into that?
What's forcing us is Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Because otherwise, why make a distinction between the Vlad and an Av?
Because they're making a distinction between two levels in Dairaisa, which is fine.
Which is not fine, because the Gemara says it's not logical to make a chilik if it became Tomei Dairaisa from an Av or a Vlad. The tumah is the same tumah. There's no such thing as a worse tumah and an easier tumah. The only difference is how far it could go. But a person's tumah, there's no difference if a person became tumah from a mace or from a sheretz. His instant to go in the Beis HaMikdash is the same. The resultant tumah is the same. There's an avin of Lada Reis is only how far it could go. But the tumah itself is the same tumah. Right, Rabbi Kiva argues with Beis Shammai. Rabbi Kiva says it only depends on the place of Tumah. But when we asked on Beis Shammai, why you mechalik between Bifnim and Bechutz, Beis Shammai says, look, I owe the entirety of the Reyesa. One is Dibzi Daraisa Drabana, which we already understand. The second chilik between Bifnim and Bechutz, that is similar to Rabbi Kiva's Svara, that there's a difference where it became Tumah. Just Rabbi Kiva holds that Saibai Daraisa and Saibai Drabana. Beis Shammai say, that no, if it's a drabanan, you can always burn it inside. Only by deraisas, I agree with Rabbi Kiva's chilik. That's what he's saying. Okay. In the deraisas, he makes the chilik where it became tamei. In the drabanan, he says you always burn it, bifnim. One more point, afilu al Beis Hillel loy bekasha. Even on Beis Hillel, you don't have a kasha. Charet shver there too. Beis Hillel said, I call you star b'chutz chus b'shnim b'vladatum bifnim. He said there's a chiliki di tarti letevusa to burn it inside. Ma bein vlada tumah bein bifnim bein bechutz. If they hold the tumah derabban, it should be burnt inside. So there's nothing wrong with taking it in. What's the difference if it became tumah outside or inside? What's a chilik?
It's derabban.
If it's a derabban, so it should be no difference. Zevizel, I mean the vrayim, aren't they both derabban? Right. The vrayimu? And for the Gemara, begin derab Shammai, derab Shimon. The Rav Shimon's Cheshbon, Omar. Now the Gra changes the girsa slightly. The Gra changes it to Macholai, Umashka Shel Mitzayra, Ein Mevi'in LeGimel Machnas. That just like a Tzaras can go into the Gimel Machnas, The same thing, food that's tame from tzaras, you don't bring in. Memela, he holds, that's something that's outside, you're not allowed to bring in to the machna. Now the idea of gimel machna is you have to know, but mitzaira is unique. A mitzaira has to be outside even of a Jewish city, a walled city, has to be outside of the city or in the midbar, outside of the machna Yisrael. There are three levels. A mitzaira is outside of everything. A zav, a nida, yeledes, is allowed to be in the city, but not allowed to be on the harabayis. And a tabe meis is only not allowed to be on the harabayis. Actually, the most kuladik as far as where to travel. And that is where the confusion is today, where people talk about going on the other side of the Kaisel. A lot of confusion about it. Lamaisa, we don't go on the other side of the Kaisel. On the other side of the Kaisel has two zones, so to speak. It's the Harabayis. Most of the other side is the Harabayis, is the large area on the other side of the Beis HaMikdash, on the other side of the Kaisel. But it's not the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is within the Harabayis. So that a Tomei Meis is really allowed to go on the other side of the Kaisel. This is why there's a tumult about it every once in a while. People who want to make a minion on the other side of the Kaisel, those who want to do it usually are doing it for political reasons, for nationalistic reasons. But technically, they're right that Bizman HaZeh, it's possible to go on the other side of the Kaisel. As long as you're Toher from Tumah Zav, or a woman from Zava Yeledes, and a man has to be Tar Balkeri, has to be Tar from all the Tumas that we could become Tar from. The difference, though, is that today when a man goes to the mikveh, you know, you run in, you get dressed, you jump in, you jump out. That's not, you're not Yotze Tefillah D'Oraisa. Mashiach will come, only Tefillah D'Oraisa. It's a Gzeres HaKosov that you need Iyun, and it's Kodesh Ezra that you need Chafifa. Before a person goes to the mikveh, he needs, like the Minhag HaNoshim today, to check the whole body, and to comb the parts of the body that are, that require combing. It needs a certain amount of preparation in order to go, and then a person could go. That's interesting, because Zav needs Mayim Chayim. Zav has to be Tevel in spring water. But, Zav is not clear exactly this, as Zav. Zav, we always translated a Zav, someone who suffers from gonorrhea. Gonorrhea is a disease where the body, not deliberately, but the body suffers from excretions that are sexually transmitted diseases, the way we understand it today. The Mishnah says a zav is a certain thickness of mucus that comes out of the body. So for years, that's how it was translated. I mean, when you're in elementary school, they just say zav is zav. They don't explain what it is. But that's how it was translated. Lately, in the Art School Gemaris, they changed. I think initially they translated gonorrhea, and now they just translated Zav. It seems some of the medical aspects of gonorrhea don't fit exactly with a Zav. So we're not sure what a Zav is today. Nobody has to assume such a tumor. And therefore, a person goes to the mikveh properly is technically allowed to go on the other side of the Kaisel. But the Arabs are very machmer. They hold the Jews are not allowed to go on the other side of the Kaisel, even no matter what. So we don't go. But there was a tumult about it again recently. And that's the halacha, and it's just the idea in din that people are lacking.
I think.
Rabbi, what?
Does everybody hold that it's okay? Go to the other side?
You know, everyone holds we shouldn't. We can't control.
Because is there a makar those that are now, they're afraid to put their hand into the kaisel?
That's because of these tumis. No, there were, in the very beginning, there was a amount of dispute about what that's a kaisel of. There were those who were afraid it's the kaisel of the Beis HaMikdash itself, in which case the Tamei Meis not allowed to go in, not stick his fingers in. But it's clear to us today that it's the Harabayis. That's for sure. There's no issue. It was only the Slutzke Rav. I shouldn't say only. The Slutzke Rav was the Rav of Tzvas. He was a tremendous kadoi. He was a unique personality. He was Rav in Slutsk. He was Rav in Chicago, and he was Rav in Tzvas. How's that for a resume? Deridvaz. He was every place he went, he got into big fights. There are famous stories about him in Slutsk. Famous stories about him. Yeah. Slutsk, he did an unbelievable thing. I mean, if we'd have to finish a whole daf today, I couldn't tell you a story. The Slutsker Rav, the Ridvaz, it's interesting, his pirish made it into Yerushalmi. Yeah, yeah, yeah. On certain Masechtis, it's in the Yerushalmi. And he, in Slutsk, he had mispalalim, including the Devon Ozel and others. So they were right of him. So he was the Rav in town, they couldn't do anything. So the Misnagdim to him, they called it an Av Bezdin. They wanted to have a second Rav. So one day they made a public Av Bezdin gathering. So this is from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah said that the day they brought in, on a Friday, they brought in the Av Bezdin. He got up by davening, and he, before Kriyas HaTorah, when the Rav spoke, he opened up the Aron Kodesh full, and he said out loud, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, why they do this? They did this because of me. They did this because I'm the Rav. The Rav, I'm Rabbeinu Shel Olam Shliach. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the person who did this, Zol Nisht Ois Leb in the Yar. And he closed the Aron. And Mr. Zalman said to him, how could you say that publicly? What happens if he lives out the year? So he turned to him and he said, Ois Leb in the Yar, the Chaydish Vet in the Shtois Leb. And when Shvadron said he stopped, like everyone was waiting to say what happened. And he did it like it's a chutzpah to ask what happened. What do you mean what happened? You know, like he didn't say it, but that's the way he came across. And then he went to Chicago when the mafia was there. Now Capone put a price on his head. He had to run away to Tzvas. And at Tzvas, he survived. So he was the only one, I say the only one, who held that you have to be chayshish to kaisel the wall of the Beis HaMikdash. But nobody wanted to start off with him. And nobody did. And he was a holy man. Yeah. And imagine to be Rav in Tzvas in 1930.
Is there any inside?
What?
Is there any positive Inyan? There's a mitzvah to go
inside? There's no Inyan to go inside. Rav Gorin made a minyan in his later years on the inside because he wanted to clear the sovereignty of the Jews. And thereby, we don't have sovereignty. It belongs to the Arabs.
In davening inside there versus davening outside.
Well, close. So
there's no reason to
do it. You're on the Arabite.
So what?
Anyway, you also have to take off your shoes. You have to take off your shoes, your money belt, and your, and makla. We don't go with our sticks anyway.
Well, you better have sticks.
Okay, anyway, so much for that. But the point I wanted to make is the idea, I'm not doing it for the politics, Shabbai, for the idea, people say, Tomei Meis can't go on the other side of the Kaisel. So let them say it, but at least the Talmud Chacham should know, it's not exactly so. Now, we don't know where we could go on the other side, but the Yud Aleph Amis, we could definitely go, because the closest that the Beis HaMikdash came to the wall was 11 Amis. 11 Amis is pretty big. It's even the smallest year, it's 15, 16 feet. And a person's allowed to go. All right, Zokta Mishnah, I'm not suggesting you go. I'm just talking to Halach. Evarei Tamid. The Mishnah now talks about the procedure of the Beis HaMikdash. You're busy with where you put the meat. So here, there was time between the time they shechted the Tamid or the Musaf, until they burnt it. Yeah. They had to put it down. So earlier we had tables on which certain things were put down. Not so with the meat. There was a ramp. Now you all learned in Yeshiva that there was a ramp that led up to the Mizbeach.
The Kevesh.
The Kevesh was 32 Amis long. That's gigantic. 32 Amis is 50, 60 feet. You're talking about a ramp as long as, how big is this room? Something like 60 feet. So it's something about as big as this room, a very long ramp, and it was 16 amos wide. Mm-hmm. So it was half the width of the length. Now that was visible to people. It was on a raised platform. Mm-hmm. The Har HaBayis was on a mountain. Mm-hmm. So you had, for example, from the Lishchus, where the people stood, you had your 15 steps going up, and then a Duchen, which was another 3 steps. Mm-hmm. Everything was raised. So people from the distance could see the Kevesh. On the kevesh, they put a vari tamid nitanim mechatzi kevesh ulamata b'mariv. They had a special place. They didn't want to confuse the meat. So the meat that was waiting to be burnt was put on the kevesh halfway up, on the lower half. Shal musafim, the Shabbos musaf, nitanim mechatzi kevesh ulamata b'mizruch, on the mizruch side. Shal roshei chadashim nitanim al karkov. The Rosh Chodesh meat was put high up on the karkov hamizbeach melmailon. What is the karkov? The Yerushalmi and the Bavli argue what is the Karkov. In the Bavli and in Rashi and Chumash, the Karkov is a design that goes around at the air, a net-like design that goes around near the Seivev, halfway up. The Yerushalmi argues, the first lines of the Gemara are going to say that it's not so. That the Karkov, according to Yerushalmi, was the top of the Mizbeach, where the Kohenim walked around. There was a big fire in the middle. So there was an Amma around the circumference where the Kohenim walked. That was the Karkov. Yerushalmi says that's where the meat of Rosh Chodesh was put. Why? You have to remember that they didn't have calendars because they didn't know when Rosh Chodesh would be. So until the Eidim came, they didn't know, is Rosh Chodesh going to be day one or day two? Is it going to be Monday or Tuesday? So to advertise that today is Rosh Chodesh, they put the meat on this high place. Anybody who saw meat that's not yet on the fire, that's on the side, waiting to be burnt, knew that it's Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so that's why it was put there. Now, we can't finish the Masechta without forgetting that we're talking about Shkalim. We digressed for three parakim. So the Mishnah said, it comes back at the end of the Masechta, Hashkolim v'abikurim eina noegin elo b'fnei abayis. You should know that nowadays you don't have to give a matzis hashekel. We do it at Purim as a zecher, but there's no mitzvah deraisa of shkolim or a bikurim. Avol meiser dogon u'meiser behema u'bechayrais noegin bein b'fnei abayis bein b'shaloi b'fnei abayis. What's like today is trumas of meisers, as you all know. Meiser behema, which we'll talk about, and bechayrais. If, God forbid, you own an animal that gives birth to a bechar, you're in bad shape. Because the worst thing was for a person to have a bechar, because you're stuck with an animal that's kachim, you can't be makrivit, you have to feed it, and you can't even use its wool if it's a sheep, you can't do work with it, you can't do anything with it. All you gotta do is pamper it. That's, you know, that's a bechar. As a matter of fact, there's an interesting sif in Shulchan Aruch. Says, what did people do when they had a bechar? It's a mitzvah to give to a kayin. They used to give it to a kayin they hated. It says, they used to give it. Who do you give your bechar to? Time in the base, you gave it to your friend. Now, he's stuck with it. They used to give it to the kayin they hated. To Ayyavim. This is a shulchanar. They made a takana that the kayin, it's a mitzvah to be makabel. So they made a takana that you don't give it to kayin in Bizman Hazeh. To protect the kayin. Shkolim u'bikurim harizek kaidish. If someone did take a shekel and make it holy, it's holy. Shemenai marim bikurim kaidish ain't a kaidish. Someone says bikurim a holy, it's not holy. What does he hold about shkolim? We'll see in a minute in the Gemara. First, ezel karkov amizbeach. What's the karkov? Ama ben keren lekeren, an ama between the horns, the boxes on the four corners. Bokamiluch ragle kayanim. The place where the Kayanim walked. Now you realize the Kayanim couldn't walk around the Keren. They would have to step on the Keren. So actually it was in,
within.
It was within the Keren that the Amma was.
But what if period. The meat there, there's not a lot of walking space. When
the meat was there as Chaydesh, so you'd have to, alright, an Amma's not so wide. I guess they would step around it, over it, or whatever. What? There's really an inner Amma. That's what the Mefarshim explained. So really, it could have put the meat at the edge and walked inside. Musafei Shabbos, Musafei Rosh Chodesh, Mi Kaidim. You all know the answer. What goes first, the Shabbos or the Rosh Chodesh?
Shabbos.
How do you know that?
Tadim
Shein Tadim. We spoke about it. That's what we say in davening, right? We say Yom HaShabbos, then we say Baruch Shechad Sheichem. Rabbi Yirmiya Savar Meimar. Rabbi Yirmiya thought to say, Musafei Shabbos, Musafei Rosh Chodesh, Musafei Rosh Chodesh Kaidman. He thought Rosh Chodesh is first. Why? Chela de Rabbi Yirmiya min Hada. Chela, the army, the strength of Rabbi Yirmiya is from Araya, from here. Shir Shal Shabbos, Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh, Shir Rosh Chodesh Kaidman. When the Levim sang, they sang the Rosh Chodesh song first. Why? They wanted to be mefarsim that it's Rosh Chodesh. Again, people may not realize it's Rosh Chodesh. They wanted to be mefarsim Rosh Chodesh was first. Rabbi Yaisi Shniyei Taman, Dom Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan Kedei Lefar Samay Loidir Shor Rosh Chodesh. The answer is before us. Rabbi Chia said, "Name Rabbi Yechanan, to be mefarsim and to let people know it's Rosh Chodesh." But Ketzer Hayyaisa, Shaykhim Musafi Shabbos, Oimer Aleim Shir Shol Rish Chayidish. When they shechted the Shir, the Karbis Shol Shabbos, they would already sing the Rish Chayidish. So that, people hear it, they realize it's Rish Chayidish. Bram Halcha, Musafi Shabbos, Musafi Rish Chayidish. Because the burning meat, Musafi Shabbos Kaidmin, Hashem Kala Tadiyah Bechaveirai, Kaidim Es Chaveirai. We have the rule, Tadiyah Vashayne, Tadiyah, Tadiyah Kaidim. And therefore, the Shabbos came before the Rish Chayidish. That's why we say, in benching with Tzevach Litzainu and then Yalav Yavai. Because the rule of Tadiyah Vashayne, Tadiyah. Now people don't realize, what?
The Shir Taka, they sang the Rish Chayidish.
The Rish Chayidish, first day Lefarsamai.
So why don't we say Baruch Hinafshi before?
A good question. So if they sang Rish Chayidish first, why don't we say Baruch Hinafshi before Mizmashir? Liam Hashabbos.
Because we have the same what?
We don't need to be Mepharsim.
We don't need to be Mepharsim. Okay,
it's
good answer.
Okay,
it's good answer. Okay. Yeah, okay. It's good. So Tav Shem Tav Kaid. You should know that Tadir is a Din Dai Raisa. Gemara learns it from a Pasuk. The idea to, well, obviously, we say Vachlitzeinu Yavi Yavi is not, but it says in Shagas Aryeh, he has a bunch of simanim. Everyone knows he has a number of divrei Torah on tefillin. Bar mitzvah boys tend to have it in their pshetel. He also has a number of shtiklach on tadir. I believe he says that by mistake he said yalav yavi before ritzei. You should go back, say ritzei, and then repeat yalav yavi. Because the tadir v'sheinu, that's a big chiddush. You said yalav yavi, but it's not ma'akev. If you finish benching, you don't go back. But l'chatchila you do it that way. Shkolim ubikurim. Hashkolim kachu. Bizman hazeh, if you make a shekel, it seems from here that it's kaidish. It says bikur b'di'evan adah kaidish. But shkolim, everyone holds a kaidish. Shimon ben Yehuda, b'shim Reb Shimon. Again, it's missing Omar. At least some things you should remember Yerushalmi. We're going to close Yerushalmi soon. Many of us are not going to be Yerushalmi again for a number of years. The Omar is always missing in Yerushalmi. It's understood. B'shim ben Yehuda, b'shim Reb Shimon. Bein Eilu, Loi Kachi. Both of them are not Kaidesh. So we have here a Machlaikis, Bein Eilu Misai Shkala, Misai Bikurim, B'dieved, they're not Kaidesh. Tani. Ger Bizman Hazeh. What do you have to do to be a Ger? How many steps?
Three, really.
How many steps? A Ger needs Bizman Hazeh,
Mila,
Tvila, and Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Okay, Mila, Tvila, and Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Time of the Beis Hamikdash, she wasn't a Ger, until he brought a carbon and had a hazah. Today there's no carbon, we understand it's not makiv by gerim. Just like mila is not makiv by nashim, there's no mila. So bizman hazeh, there's no the carbon, the ger could be a ger with this. However, ger bizman hazeh, tzarch laivi kinai revias kesef. He has to separate his carbon. His carbon is two birds, revias kesef, he doesn't have to buy birds. But he has to separate Revius kesef or revius a dinner. Not a whole lot of money. How many prutas are in a dinner? Anybody remember still? 3 weeks ago, it was a long time. 192. You're not going to hear this again too soon. 192 prutas in a dinner. That's about $1.92. A revius is 50 cents. So once upon a time, for 50 cents, they were able to buy two birds. So you can't buy two birds for 50 cents today. But somebody said it's a 2,000-year inflation. So today, he has to separate his money for Revi Yisakan. That's the Tanakama. Om Reb Shimon, Bitlo Reb Yechon Ben Zakkai, Mimnei HaTakala. Reb Yechon Ben Zakkai in the Bavli is famous. He made all the Takanis and about the time of the Beis HaMikdash. You have to realize when the Beis HaMikdash Sheni was Chariv, people thought, look, the Beis HaMikdash Rishon was 70 years. Beis HaMikdash Sheni will be 70 years. Not so terrible. I mean, it's bad, but not so bad. So there were a lot of things that they continued to do. The Beis HaMikdash will come back. B'yechon Mitzakeh made 9 takanis. And most of them had to do with the fact that it's not going to come back so quickly. So he said, for example, that we take a lulav 7 days. The time of the Beis HaMikdash, you're only in the Beis HaMikdash, you took a lulav 7 days. Chutz HaMikdash, it's only Daraisa 1 day. B'yechon Mitzakeh said, we have to create Zechel HaMikdash. It's going to be a long time. Reb Chizkiah made a number of takanas that were not popular. He said he made one takana that blowing shofar on Shabbos, which they only blew in the Beis HaMikdash. So he said we should blow from now on in Sanhedrin when it's Chabbos Shabbos. So the Gemara relates a story that he came and he said, we're gonna blow. They said, well, we have to, the whole business has to sit down. You can't decide yourself. He said, look, it's already Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, let's blow, and then we'll decide. So they blew in Yavna. When they said, hey, what? They blew. So after Rosh Hashanah passed, they said to him, all right, let's decide. So Yechem Izaki said, Kvar Shabbat Kia be Yavna, now you're gonna decide? So you see, he ran through these takanas. When that you understand, Gemara says, Rabbi Yechem Izaki died, he was crying. He said, Shnei Drachim Lefanai, Eine Adeya Be'ezah Derech Mevilen Oisi. He says, I don't know if I'm going to Gehenna or Gan Eden. Very hard to understand the Gemara. You know, Chaim Shmuel Levis has a piece about the Busser that you never know where you're going. But Riechem Mitzaki, if you know what the story of his life, he made takanis, he said the Beis Amigdash is not coming so quickly. He made a lot of takanis for the Dairis. Here he makes a similar takana. Bitlo Rabbi Yechem Mitzaki Bnei HaTakala. Riechem Mitzaki said, what are you saying? A ger should separate his money, Meheri Yivne Beis Amigdash, and he'll bring his can. It's not nothing doing. The Beis Amigdash is not going to be built so fast. He's going to separate his money, and one day he's going to be short on money, he's going to use the money. We do separate Trumas and Maestras. But the other things, we don't make Hegdish Bizman Azet. Vim Higdish Eherach Ayichrim, if you magdish a beged, it's going to come to a takala. Beis Amigdash is not coming so quickly. The ketzus should be burnt. The beged, the behema should be ripped out. How do you rip out a behema? Ketzad nail b'fana hadelas v'imesa me'aleh. Imagine that. You lock the animal into a closet. Don't feed it, and it dies. Peter would have time with this. Hamois Yachuliam Amelach. You can't leave the money around. It'll come lide takala. Amemela. I don't know, this chazal seems to be a raya that it's a toss. All the stories we heard in our elementary school Rebbeim told us there's a mitzvah to believe Mashiach is coming any minute. You ever had that? Rebbe tells you, Mashiach is coming any minute. Chavos Chaim heard a tumul, he said Mashiach is coming.
Yeah.
So it's true we believe Mashiach could come any minute. Achakalai b'chol yom. We believe he can come and we hope he comes. But if someone's going to tell me it's a mitzvah, you have to believe he's coming in a minute. So I ask him, why do you have money in an IRA? Huh? Why do you have life insurance? If Mashiach's coming in a minute, why? Because it's a toss, even though it says in one or two places such an idea, I think it's a toss. It doesn't say anywhere you have to believe he's coming next minute. That was Rabbi Yechem Mizrachi's takana. He said, you're putting away something, Mashiach will come, you'll be makrivit. But he's not going to come so quickly. Gemara says, after the Churban, they were misakin that Kayanim are not allowed to drink wine. Mashiach said, we have to have Kayanim to do Avaida. So when they knew which week was theirs, so they didn't do it their week. But the Gemara says, Kalkantam, Takantam. Mashiach didn't come so long, so the Kayanim drink wine. Because they're not Chayshish anymore, this idea that Mashiach will come any minute. So there's sort of no Isra on them drinking. Having said that, we hope we make a Messiah Mashkala, Mashiach will come. And that's how the Gemara ends with Mashiach. Let's see the last piece of Gemara. Ovar v'higdish, if somebody was over and he was Magdish, so what do you do? What's the din? Now in the Mishnah, we had a Machloikis at the end of the Mishnah. The last two lines, Harizeh Kaidish, Shimon Aymerim Bekurim Kaidish, Eina Kaidish. So, Miman de Omer Reb Shimon, Bitlo Reb Yechir Mitzakei Mimnei HaTakala. Yechir is Mevatel, the Shkolim, Mimnei HaTakala. Hada Omer, here you're saying, Over Vihigdish, Kachu. Here you're saying, that if you're over and you magdish it, that it's Kaidesh, by the Ger Bizman Azed, the Tanakhama says it's Kaidesh. He argues, and Rabbi Yehuda Atundroi Boy Kumir Rabbi Yaisi, he asked the friend of Yaisi, Hocha, and our Mishnah Atoimer Kidshu, the same Tanakhama. By our Mishnah, the Tanakhama says, Gabei Shkolim, he says, Loikidshu. Vahocha Atoimer, again, Hocha Atoimer Kidshu, by the Khan of the Ger, you're saying it's Kaidesh. And Reb Shimon here says, Loikidshu. Amalei, Tamon. Lekach ei mekachin lechatchila, lefisha mitzvah lehi karev mitruma chadasha. He's going to explain the chilik, why by shkolim, Reb Shimon holds it's not kaidish, and by a ger, he holds it is kaidish. Later, Reb Yechonah Zakeh is meratom ne'atakala. But in the Ikar Adin, shkolim is not kaidish, and ger is kaidish. What's the difference? So the Gemara says a very geshmaka difference. Now the Gemara is a little bit of double talk. Everything makes sense. It just sort of phrases it twice. The Gra takes out one of the Lashaydis, but it reads well even this way. It says as follows. Amalei Taman. There they said, Lekach ein mikachin lechatchila lefisha mitzvah liikarei mitruma chadasha. What do you do? You're going to separate a shekel. Now if Mashiach comes between now and Rosh Chodesh Nissan, it's true, the shekel will be used. But if Mashiach comes after Rosh Chodesh Nissan, what's going to happen to your shekel? They're not going to use it. Heyachavale Yishana. It's going to end up an old shekel, and it's not going to be used. Hacha, but by a ger, my yislach lemeimer. Hayishana hi. A ger, this is not carbon sebor, this is a carbon yachid. The ger has to bring birds. He separates money to bring birds. Say it's old. Lagami yekdeshis acherim. It's old compared to other hekdeshim. Vikina or aval hekdeshis acherim. Vikina shalger ain't tzar chadash. But other hekdesh and the kina shalger doesn't have to be from this year's money. So memela, Reb Shimon held that a ger's money is kaidesh. The basic mishnah will come. We'll use it. Mashen kein the money of shkolim mehigdish kaidesh. And therefore, the ger's money you put away to basically where it should be built. But the shkolim, this is where the grot takes out, it's a double lush, and it says, Shami yabana habayis kabari shayna. Lagami to reshayna, maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be burnt like the built like the first time. When was the Beis HaMikdash consecrated, mugdish the first time? On Rosh Chodesh Nissan. V'tisraim trumas halishcha benachadosha bizmana be'echa benissan. And then they're going to make a new truma. Bechabinis. Hachamai Yislach. Rafam Nunavarada Barava, B'Shem Ra. Vachamai Yislach. And here by the ger, what are you worried about? So the Gemara says twice this idea that by Shkolim, it's not Kaddish because it's no sense of being Mekaddish. It's only Mashiach comes in these few months. But Shein Kane, by the ger, if Mashiach comes in his lifetime, he'll be able to be Makrevit. Rav Hanunah, Rav Adi, Rav Shem Rav, Halacha Kareb Shimon, Halacha Shimon on our Mishnah who said that it's not Kaddish, Haimer Bikurim Kaddish, ain't a Kaddish, that it's not Kaddish at all. Hajjon Halach, Perakal Araikin, this is what a name of a Perak, Slik Halach, Vesef Tishkalim. I want to thank everyone, first of all, for having stuck with it, for me, with this with the siyum, I'll say the nusach ha-siyum, which really everybody could say, but you have it with nekudas, wow. And I want to mention regarding the shekel, Rashi says in Parshas Kisisa that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand the shekel, so Hashem showed him a shekel shalesh. We find that two other places, maybe there's more, I remember two others. The Bendairi showed him, he didn't understand, and Kiddush HaChadosh, the new moon, he doesn't. So Kiddush HaChadosh has gotten complicated. And the Menorah is certainly complicated. But what didn't he understand about a coin, that he had to be shown a coin? What's a coin? A coin is whatever you make of it. So Rav Moshe used to say, I think it's somewhere in the Darash Moshe, I looked for it today and find it. Rav Moshe used to say that he didn't understand, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand the Kedusha in money. Money is Kaddish. You're going to make Magdish money. You should Magdish carbon. You should Magdish Menachis. But money is, the root of all evil. I once heard from a Schwab. He said he heard from an Elta Yid. He didn't say his name. He once heard from an Elta Yid. When Mashiach comes, people are going to talk about money like some Yidden say about a Chazer. They call it a Davar Acher. Mashiach comes, people are going to call money Davar Acher. The Davarach, the root of all evil. Someone told me last week about a certain wealthy man who lost his money. So he mentioned to this person, he understands, Mishlochim don't come for him for money anymore because he doesn't have what he doesn't have. But people used to come for him for advice. Why doesn't anybody come for advice to him anymore? Like he doesn't understand. So, you know, it was the money they were coming to, not to the person. So Rav Schwab asked, he said this, a Yid said that, they're gonna call it Davar Acher. Says we say, Amadul ben Kodesh L'chayel, Chateseinu Hiyim Chayel, Sareinu V'chaspeinu Yarbeka Chayel. Isn't it a strange thing? God separates in holy and not holy. And then we say, Zareinu V'chaspeinu Yarbeka Chayel. Our children and our money, Hashem should be marble kechayel. Like we just said, marble by kaddish lechayel. You're putting in the same sentence, zareinu v'kaspeinu. You know, strange. See, he said what Ramesha said about the fiery coin. He said, zelu mazel asalakim, that everything could be this way, it could be that way. The more it could have kaiches hatoma, money drives people to do all types of averus. The same thing, it could drive people to. It could be Kaddish, Selu Mazeh. So the fiery coin is an idea that the coin could be used for Kedusha. So Shwam said that about Zareinu V'chaspeinu Yarbe Kachol, Hamagdu B'Kaddish L'Chol. After then, we're talking about the fact that the Kesef could have Kedusha. Rather, he said this when he made an appeal once. So he mentioned this idea of the Kedusha of the Shkalim, which is this Pesachta. So Mashiach comes, everyone's going to run to get a Machzis HaShekel and... It's Hashem, we hope, soon, and donate it to the Beis HaMikdash. Hajr and Allah, Mesech Tishkolim, Hajr Chalon, Dayt Allah, Mesech Tishkolim, Dayt Chalon, Lay Nisnashim, Lay Nisnashim, Lay Nisnashim, Lay Baal Madeva, Lay Baal Madase. Hajr Allah, Mesech Tishkolim, Hajr Chalon, I hope you're all making the same promise, 7.5 years from now. I think it's during Sfira, we're gonna have the Mesech again. So, Hajr Chalon, Dayt Allah, Mesech Tishkolim, Dayt Chalon, Nisnashim, Lay Nisnashim, Lay Baal Madeva, Lay Baal Madase. Hajr and Allah Mesech Tishkolim, Hajr Chalon, Dayt Allah, Mesech Tishkolim, Dayt Chalon, I mentioned once, Rav Schwab in his Sefer in Parshas Seisa Bracha teaches Hadra and Halach is when we're going to bump into Masechta Shkolim. We're going to be learning Yuma, or we're going to be learning about Metziah. I'm going to bump into something from Shkolim, and maybe Taisus will bring it, or the Gemara will bring it, and I'll say, hey, this is familiar. That's how he teaches Hadra Chalon, and Hadra and Halach. We'll be reminded that we learned it. You ask for that the inalienable will have saved to herself umnosainu laila maze seymano laila bachanina bar papa rami bar papa nach bar papa akhai bar papa bamori bar papa rafram bar papa rakhish bar papa sakh bar papa adar bar papa dar bar papa. You all know my bar papa story. I know it's a good story because I once said it in the shir. Moshe Tov Yalif spoke at the CMS Shas in the Midwest. So he called me to repeat it to him. It's a story that Rabbi Yashin made a siyum, and he said, why are there 10 bar papas? Because there are 10 places in Shas where a papa makes a pshara. He says, like, by Asher Yatzar, there's a machlaikis, how did Mishayim Asher Yatzar? We should end Baruch Tam Reifa Kabasar, Baruch Hashem Afli Lasais. So our papa says, Hilkoch Demre L'Tarvayu. So 10 places, he says, Hilkoch Demre L'Tarvayu. He was like, to 10 Tabi Dechachamim, because he made Shalom. So someone told this over to Chaim Kanievsky. Someone did a computer search. Someone did a computer search, and he only found 9 times that Rav Papa says, Hilkoch Demre L'Tarvayu. So he went, and it cost to tell Rav Yashu, they went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So Rav Chaim, you know, Yishver said, but the computer says there are only 9. So Reb Chaim, he laughed. He said, you know, you're putting a computer against my shver. In Brachis, I think it was Yud Beis Amid Beis, we just passed it. Yeah. Yud Beis Amid Beis, there's a Gemara, I think it's someone else says, Hilkach Demir L'Tavayu. And on the side, Rabbi Kivega says, changes the girsa to a papa Amar Hilkach Demir L'Tavayu. So they are 10 according to the correct girsa. The computer didn't use the Haggadah. So that's the 10 bar pop. It's a nice story. It's incredible. Harav Nadi, the Elainus, the Viseraska, Befino, Fisam, Visov, the Eklon, Access, and of Tesam, Visov, Kalei, the Shemecha, the Line Day, Sarasak, Mayavis, the Gemenus, the Secha, Kila, Oilam, Hili, the Bisabach, Kechel, Mavayeva, Shloilam, the Eshkapi, Kudecha, Kibam, Chiasani, Barhatar, the Nelam, the Echukecha, Amen, 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 Selavahed. Why do I ask for the Hadi, the Elainu, the Avisenu? Some chalkim chalkin we yeshiv samedrus, while some chalkin we yeshiv kranis. Shana mashkim ve mashkim. Ano mashkim divrei tayim mashkim divrei metelim. Ano amelim ve amelim. Ano amelim mekabel sachar ve amelim ve mekabel sachar. Ano rasim ve rasim. Ano rasim chayim lamaba ve rasim bershach shenemar atilim teridim bershach ches I insist everybody please make a bracha, make two brachas before you leave. It's a schus to eat from a siyum, and everybody should eat from it. I'll tell you what kasha I have while you sit there on the kaddish of the siyum. I have, you want to hear my kasha, or does Rav Schwab has a part on this too?
Both?
I'll tell you both. Rav Schwab goes first. Rav Schwab asks, what do we say in the siyum? Ba'oma du asid b'schadosa, in the world Hashem will renew, ulachoye masya and tchiyas amesim, ulasak ulachaye yalma, and bring us to the olam haba, ulmivde karte Yerushalayim, and to build Yerushalayim, ulshachlel heichalei begava, and to put the heichal there, ulmekel puchan and achor miyara. So Schwab is, it's out of order. We're talking about a time Mashiach will come, the Beis HaMikdash will be built, we'll go to Olam Haba, and then we say, Lemeka Puchana Nuchra Miara. Hashem will rip out the Goyim from the land, the Goyish government from the land. It's out of order. First Hashem will rip out the Goyish government, and then he'll do everything else. So Schwab teaches, Lemeka Puchana Nuchra Miara. Hashem will rip out Puchana Nuchra, the Goyim. Meara means from within us. He teaches that what we're davening for in the Beis HaMikdash is to rip out the Goyish influence within us. That's going to take time. That's going to take some more time. I have a problem like this. If you remember when we were boys, it didn't say Ve'yasma Prokhan Nevikar Mishiche in the Siyam. Lately, they put it in. They're assuming it's Ashkenaz and they stick it in. I'll tell you why I think it's a big mistake. It doesn't make sense if you think of the meaning. What are we saying? What was v'yatzmach purkanei? Anybody know what it means? V'yatzmach purkanei. It will sprout our redemption. V'yatzmach purkanei v'yikari Mashiach. Mashiach will come close. Yeah. Now listen to the way we say it with the new nusach. We say, Yiskadev Yiskashvei Rabbah. Hashem's name will be great. Where? Ba'alma duwasa l'schadasa. In the new world, Hashem will reveal. L'asoka chayolma. L'midde kata yushalayim. Shalach hechala b'kavei. We're already holding by the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt. Right. And God's kingdom is on the world. And then we stick in, Biyasma Prokane. Makes sense. It's totally out of order. So I don't understand. They're sticking in Biyasma Prokane, Bikari Mashiche. What is sticking it in here? In the meaning, it doesn't follow. But anyway, it's not a bracha levatol if you say it, and it's good.
Mazel tov. Okay. Thank you so much.
Mazel tov, mazel tov. Mazel tov, everybody. Only 36 more mesechtes in Shas.